Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is February 1st, 2014. It's Saturday night, so that means it's Saturday night on the Lightship. I'm thrilled you're all here. We have a wonderful program planned for you tonight. Just a couple of announcements before we get going with our show. There is an 8-hour healing intensive tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. It's an opportunity to spend 8 full hours on creation lightship being healed by the light beings. So tomorrow's date is February 2nd. You can still sign up for that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. The subsequent calls for the month of February are the 16th and the 23rd. So this month we are skipping a weekend, and that is because Ron will be in Los Angeles on February 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th for the Conscious Life Expo, and that will be at the LAX Hilton Hotel. They have a website, Conscious Life Expo. You can look that up and get all the information about the tickets. It's quite inexpensive. Ron will be there all 4 days, actually 3 days, where he'll have the healing booth, the light chamber that connects you to Creation Lightship, and you can be healed by that. And then Monday, he's doing a talk. So if you can possibly get there, it'd be wonderful. And just a reminder, you can still send Ron a picture of yourself on email, and he will put that into light chamber so you can receive the healing. Again, I want to thank our wonderful sponsors who have sponsored tonight's show for Ron. We really appreciate you and are so happy that you're here. Ron and everyone, all the co-hosts, appreciate you a lot because we really enjoy doing these shows and hope that we're helping people and helping people feel better. So before I introduce Ron or have Ron come on the show, everyone can bring up their picture of the light being, which is on creationlightship.com. And first, Ron is going to clear us a little bit, because last night he did that. He did a couple of clearings and then activated the light being. And we, our thinking was that, or feeling, whatever, that people would feel the energy kind of leaving them first and then experience the peace energy. So we're going to do that again tonight. So Ron's going to kind of do some, whatever clearings come to him to put us in the here and now and on the Creation Lightship timeline and then activate the light beam. So I'm thrilled to experience that myself. And hello, Ron. Welcome.
Okay. So everybody, let's start here and let's do a clearing for, let's see, maybe betrayal. Maybe some of you felt betrayed during the week or something. So here we go. Think of an issue, a time when that happened to you. Maybe you're on the timeline of betrayal. So that's the reason why you may want to do timeline crashes if you feel that happening a lot. Typically, like, you know, something happens three times in a row, that could be where you're living, and you may want to get off that timeline. So here we go, releasing whatever your situation is there. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another one here, which a lot of people have, which is anxiety. So releasing that energy. Think of the time or time that you've been anxious. And think of that situation. We'll release the situation from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do one for, let's do one for abandoning your spirit. So abandoning your spirit means that you're not communicating with it. And maybe you did some rituals, practices, want to a religion, or something like that, and you actually abandoned your spirit because of the powerful mind energy, which allowed you to do that, thinking that you were getting something that was of light and it wasn't. So spirit abandonment. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I will do the same thing for spirit abandonment. And this would be for if you've had any attunements by somebody, maybe laying on hands, somebody doing some chanting over you, Reiki symbols, etc., which is all mind energy, and it may have harmed your spirit. So here we go. Spirit abandonment. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we're going to energize the light being. So I'll bring it up on your monitor screen. And I'm bringing the male energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we have our special guest tonight again, Cindy. So I'll just turn it over to you first, and we'll bring Cindy on, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yes, we're thrilled to once again have Cindy on, our wonderful moderator of the Fast Chat, who is joining us in person, and we enjoyed last night, so she's coming on, but in addition, just so everyone knows, at about 20 minutes to the hour, we will go to Creation Lightship tonight, so we're all looking forward to that, and we will do some birthday celebrating as it's the beginning of the month, and it's a wonderful experience. If you have not experienced it before, you are really in for a treat tonight. And it's an example of what you can receive when you do some of the healings that Ron provides for us. So thank you, Cindy, for being here. Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for allowing me to join you. I'm excited, and of course, Saturday night's always a special show anyway, so makes it even better.
Right. So did you had a great talk last night. Do you have a certain question or something you wanted to follow up about last night, or do you have something new you wanted to talk about?
And thanks. That's a great question. There were some things from last night, and one of them was listed on the chat. There was a question about dreams. And I know that we can always go into the creationlightshift.com Wikipedia section to search for the different topics that we have questions on. But I was wondering, Ron, if you could just give us a little bit of info about dreams and how to stop them, which is what the question was.
Well, dreams means that you're on a parallel life and it's a bleed through coming to you, typically. Let's say 99% of the time, that's probably what it would be. So you're actually living a life somewhere else, and you happen to be having like a copy and paste done, and maybe it's really, really high energy out there in the beyond on that parallel life. Remember, you're living it in real time, and so it maybe the traumatic situation involves falling off a cliff, having your head about being ready to get cut off or something, or whatever you're dealing with. And some dreams are okay. You might see them as, oh, that was a great dream that I have. But a lot of times they're very negative, and there's always a situation. And you always normally see the dreams, and it's darkness, like always at night sometimes. So I'd like to know if anybody has seen a dream that is really, really, in the daytime. I don't think a lot of them are that way. So basically what you have is the dreams are a parallel life bleed through, just like your deja vu would be. That's the same thing, but you're awake, and that just means that you're experiencing another lifetime that you're living consciously. All those events happen to you on that dream, and you're just seeing it happening, and a lot of times they kind of jerk you out of it before something happens, but it continues on with whatever that scenario is, like falling off of a cliff, and then you wake up, before you hit bottom. Well, the dream is still going, and so you may wake up also with having some bruises on your body, aches and pains, wondering what the heck you did last night, and that's because you had that situation happening. But the dreams are a bleed through of a, we could call it parallel life. You could also, call it a timeline that you're living on, both the same thing. So just do some timeline crashes on it, many of them. If you have a dream that is reoccurring in your life, you might want to do a couple hundred timeline crashes. So they can also be up in the beyond or anywhere, but that's what you may want to do to help alleviate that. So
okay. How does astral traveling fit into the sleep time and the timeline crashes?
Well, typically in astral traveling is you're actually consciously getting your spirit to get out of your body. Typically, your spirit is probably out anyway, so maybe you're just a little more conscious as you're flying around and experiencing things out there. And that's kind of what astral traveling is about. Most of my experiences are from dealing with people. And, I mentioned this before a few shows a long time ago, but I've had women come to me and say, this guy at work shows up in my bedroom at night and wants to have sex with me, and a lot of times he even gets on top of me and I tell him to get the hell out. Yeah, this is what people tell me, And so it's that's the one thing of astral travel, or somebody will see somebody like a peeping Tom in your bedroom, So that's what I get asked, This is a reality show, so this is what it's about. And, we can cover these topics. So that can be pretty disconcerting, and maybe embarrassing. I talked to one guy, and he happened to just get out of the Navy for whatever reason, so I met him. And he was telling me, I ask him all the time, and I tell this lady that I know, what she's wearing that night, And he was, she didn't like it too much. And I said, well, no, you know, you're doing something that really shouldn't be there. He goes, oh, wow, it just seems like a lot of fun to me, you know. I go, well, I don't know. I think you should probably stop it because it's not too good, you know. But anyway, back to you, Cindy.
Well, you brought up some great points, and the person was asking specifically, how can I stop astral travel during sleep? So is there a specific clearing that would help that?
Boy. I don't have anything with that name on it to stop astral traveling. You might just do the be here now before you go to bed if that's when you astral travel at night. That's for most people to do that.
Right.
You know, there are people that write books on astral travel and teach people how to astral travel. But remember, if you're not in your body, who is or what is? I should say what is. So if you're in there, you're protecting your body. When you're not in your body, then what's in your body, what's taking your body over? And, you know, that could be more of a detriment than going off sightseeing, you know, because you start losing part of yourself. And when your spirit is out there astral traveling, what if for some reason something happened to it and it lost part of, maybe it lost a finger? And this I've seen too with people. And they don't have a spirit in that part of their body. But we'll say that you're out there and maybe, let's just say that for some reason you were in a sword fight. That's what you wanted to do on the astral plane. So you're playing roles maybe in the, say, 1600s or something where they have the swords. And you get your arm cut off. Well, all of a sudden down here, what's going to happen? Your spirit's not going to have an arm because your spirit was out there in its spirit body getting its arm cut off. So now you wonder, gee, you know, my arm's kind of feeling kind of weak and limp. My circulation isn't quite like it used to be. You may not even know what would happen to you. So that's why you don't want to astral travel.
Right.
That's true, Cindy.
Oh, that's scary.
That's scary. I guess to be here now, there might be some other clearings that might work on the website. Might be something on the alien attack page that, you know, there's, you know, 8 different venues there. But I don't have anything that I can think of that completely addresses that. But there may be something that you probably go in and create, you know, one of the clearings there. So back to you.
True. Well, I felt like to be here now. What do you think, Ann?
Well, yes, to be here now is good. I just wanted to add that, first of all, New Age teachers who I previously knew, you know, and thought, listened to, one of the things they say is great that you're traveling at night, you're going places, you're seeing new things, and you know when you're meditating, if you really leave your body, that's terrific. So it gives me a chill now to remember that and remember feeling that I had left my body and thinking that was such a wonderful thing. And they actually would say that, you know, you're a very high enlightened being because you have work to do and you're traveling around the planet to, I don't know what, help other people or some nonsense they would teach us. So I just wanted to share that. I know most people listening probably are already aware of that sort of philosophy, I guess you would call it. And then I just have one other question for Ron, which is there ever something we should pay attention to in a dream? Like, are you ever getting, well, I don't know, that new person in your life is not a good person, or you should probably have your thumb that's hurting you looked at because that could be an infection. Is there ever any of that that's something valid in your here and now life that's coming to you in a dream?
Well, it's giving you information, so, you know, and the dreams will tell you what you're doing. So you're actually viewing, you know, film footage of what you've been experiencing, you know, on your dream state and stuff. Is it good information? Well, I don't know. You know, you're out there doing something that you know, should be in your body. So as far as that, probably not. I don't know. I imagine some people have probably got inventions in their dream state of things to create or invent, but still you're out of your body and you're living another lifetime someplace. So Remember, in true light, there's only one life in the moment. In the light of darkness, the mind energy, universal mind, collective consciousness, God planes, whatever you want to call it here, different dimensions. Remember, there's no dimensions in light either. But all these things that people talk about, there's no higher self, lower self, you know, middle self, baby self, whatever, you know, that's all New Age terms. Those don't exist, only in the light of the darkness. So in true light, source energy that created, you know, everything in light does not judge, and you only have one lifetime in the present moment. And you're always in the present moment. You're not out on timelines. You're not dealing with past issues, past stuff, or future stuff. So everything culminates and is in the moment with light. Once you understand that basic philosophy there of how light works, then you can start seeing how other practitioners out there and schools, mystery schools, etc., are dragging you off to the beyondo to steal your spirit and your body and contaminate you. So back to you, I guess, probably Cindy, maybe for your next question or words of wisdom there.
Well, that's so interesting. And we probably all have dreamt or continue to dream. And last night you mentioned about doing the Be Here Now. I think you said do the Be Here Now after the show, and definitely before the mind fog clearing. And so I'm feeling like that is the way to go before going to bed. Even though I'm doing other clearings, just from what you're saying, it feels like that would be good. And hopefully that'll offer some comfort to those people that were asking about the dream state. I also wondered about a fear clearing, if we could have a fear clearing because of talking about the dream situation and astral travel. Is there a fear clearing that...
Yeah, what we can do, I can do a basic fear clearing. So if you're a newbie, on the website we have whole lifetime clearings, and one of those is a fear body clearing. And so the fear body is what you use and recycle your fears with. And it's probably connected to, the aliens probably have connected to your fear body many, many timelines. So when you do get into fear, they know where to take you. But your fear body is just an invisible energetic body around you, and that body is to buffer your physical body from energetic fears and thoughts of fear. And when it gets contaminated, then that body leaks into your physical body, much like your emotional body and your other bodies that you have. And there's many of them that are here to help protect you from dying. Remember, just think how strong thoughts are and how quick you could be killed by somebody. There's practitioners who can do that. They can move objects and things. And so that's all mind energy. So somebody does think of you and wants to, say, stop you from breathing or squeeze your heart or something. There are people who can do that to kill you. That's how powerful the mind is. So when you get into fear, your fear body is activated, and at that point, you're in fear. Now, why are you in fear? You're only in fear because your past history knows about fear. If you lived in the moment, you wouldn't even know what fear was. So you bring in your past reality and then going into timelines and jumping over the now and going into future timelines where the fear exists. So what I'll do is a fear clearing. So I was going to say initially, the fear clearing, if you do the whole lifetime one, that gets rid of all the fear situations, or we'll just say most of them. I can't say all. But it gets rid of most of the situation that you have been in fear throughout your life. So you can start over again. That body now is no longer contaminated. Can it get contaminated again? Yes. That's why we have the unlimited versions on it, so you can keep it uncontaminated, keep it nice and cleaned out. But everybody, think of a fear that you may have. It could be any time in your life. Remember, everything is with you right now. It's all over your head, we'll say, and it drops down on you. Doesn't matter if you were 2 days old or if you're 89 right now. you have a fear in your life, it's with you because you probably haven't got rid of it. So think of one of those fears in your life, and maybe the more recent one about what's happening to your spirit out there when you astral travel. How are you harming your spirit? And what did you do to it by allowing it to do this stuff? So here we go. Remember, you're projecting your mind energy out and telling it to astral travel. And your spirit's innocent. It'll go do that. It doesn't judge anything. But when it starts losing more of its bits and pieces, then you have problems. And it has problems, but doesn't know about those problems that you created for it. This is non-judgment. So here we go. Fear clearing. Think of something. Maybe what we're talking about tonight. So one, releasing from you. Two, three, four, and five. So that's how I do most of the clearings, is count numbers. I could just snap my fingers and it would work the same, but a lot of people like to feel energy leave. So next question or information that you may have to deal with or have, Cindy?
Well, I'm looking at the fear body clearing on creationlightship.com. And actually, what I do when I'm looking for clearing, I put the main word that I'm wanting to find out about. I put that in the search. And so I put fear into the search, and there's a list of the fear body options. And there are generations. Looks like 1 to 49. And I know that for many of the Creation Light Chip clearings, we have generations. But for those people that are new, would you explain the way that works, or how they would use generations 1 to 7 and so on?
Okay, yeah. When I initially put the clearings up, they just had the one lifetime clearing. Clear that, and most people were perfectly fine. I would say probably maybe 80% of the people. And then I got phone calls from people often. I'd say, Ron, I still got, like, fear. I don't know where it's coming from, but I know my parents were dealing with fear a lot, and so were my, my ancestors, grandparents or whatever. And so that's where you go into a much deeper level. So what it is, if you do your whole lifetime and you still feel like, fear is upon you, then it's probably from their genetic imprints of you that haven't resurfaced yet. So that's why you go back 7 generations on it. So 7 generations, is quite a ways back. Just kind of think about that, what it could be. When you look at, your family members, I think it's probably about 300 years approximately. So that's quite a ways back. 300 years, you're still probably in the horse and buggy scenario, so you're not really dealing with technologies as much. And, there are people that have said, yeah, Ron, I did this clearing. I know I was maybe burnt alive, on the stake, and witch hunts and different things like this, and they got me, and that goes back a lot further. So what can I do? Well, you can do, the 7-generational clearings for that. But mainly it just goes deeper for that clearing, and not everybody needs it. You could probably help somewhat. I would say, if you do have an issue with something and the whole lifetime one did not clear it for you enough, then make sure it's in that same energetic body, in that realm of experience for that body, and go into the 7-generational one on that. But not everybody needs that. But once you have it, you get cleaned out more because it goes deeper in you. So on the clearings, once you do your whole lifetime, you're basically kind of set free of whatever that body would be holding. And the reason why you would be attracting more energy to you is because somebody would activate your DNA, and then that would activate something going much deeper in you to bring it forward, and now you have something on your plate where before the plate was empty. And that's why you want to keep current with the clearings. Somebody else will court you, connect you, and bring you into the drama and trauma of a situation because they'll run their energy into you, and now you have that particular situation because you may have had it, say, 1,000 years ago, and now it just came forward to get cleared because they activated in you. And so like I normally say, if you did all the clearings, we'll say, or the ones that really, were bothering you, let's put it that way, maybe you did a half dozen clearings and you felt great. And then you said, okay, I don't want to see people anymore. I don't want to hear the TV. I don't want to, you know, watch movies or the radio or anything like this. I want to be, you know, a recluse to go out in the woods and live. At that point, you probably would not collect anything to you, and you would be squeaky clean until you were no longer here. But people will bring in issues to you. And so that's why we have the unlimited version, which costs $50. You can go into it any time you want after you do your whole lifetime one and just start clearing whatever is bothering you. And a lot of people do the emotional one. I maybe even the fear clearing, you know, at least a couple of times a week to stay current. Because you want to be present, and those energetic bodies take you away from being in the present moment. Back to you, Cindy.
Wow, powerful. And for the people that decide they need to do the generations, it's usually because they're still feeling off or bothered in some way. Would that be
true? Yeah, they're still being bothered, and they have that heavy load still on them from their ancestors, and they just couldn't get rid of it. It'd be much like if you looked at somebody, we'll just say you're 16 years of age, right? And for some reason, you have an accident and you cut off your index finger, okay? And then you go, wow, I'm just like that. He doesn't have an index finger either. And then maybe your grandfather is no longer living, so your dad goes, well, my father didn't have his finger either. He lost it, you know, in a logging accident. And they go, wow, that's really a coincidence to have three people with the same condition, same problem. Well, that's because it's genetic. And that energy is now recycling into the body. The auric field is saying, please cut off my finger. I got to do this because it's an issue that I have. And we got to clean that energy out. So initially, you'd have blocked energy there because your finger is probably actually starting to die on you. And so your body will protect itself. It have the finger cut off. It'll put in the auric field, hurt me, hurt me. I need this to get off, you see, because you're not conscious enough to clear out the energies. Remember, everybody wants something given to them, okay? Everybody wants to have something, like most of the practitioners out there will give you something. They'll do an attunement on you. We don't do that. We take away your stuff to put you into peace. You don't want to get any more DNA activated in you or anything else. So that was the big buzzword. Maybe it still is a buzzword now, DNA activations. It was real big about 5-6 years ago. But, you know, you don't want to have any more stuff activated because what you have now is enough. You know, all you need is your spirit. So that's the whole process is, you know, where are you living? How far in the past are you living? Are you living in your ancestors' situations and dramas and traumas, or are you living in the moment? Live in the moment that you have all the information that you ever need, and you're not dealing with the past situations, traumas, negativity, the dark side energies, karma, and that karma from the past creates your future karma. And then you're living in that too. So you're in the dog do both places. Back to you, Cindy.
That just reminds me again, it's like a domino effect. So, fortunately, we have you in Creation Lightship to help clean us up and get us ready for ascension. I do have a couple of other questions, though I noticed that it's almost 20 till.
Yeah, so, just keep going. Yeah, we're good. We'll go for another 5 minutes, so we'll do two questions.
Oh, okay. I read on our an email from a listener that was asking about inflammation regarding lungs and stomach. And so I searched inflammation to see if there was a healing specifically regarding that. I was thinking about the blood, the circulatory that we talked about last night too, but I just wonder, what are your thoughts about that? Is there a healing for lungs, stomach, and inflammation, or just one in general?
Okay, yeah. So we have the body jumpstart, and that has many body energies with that to clear, so, you know, a different clearing. So do the body jumpstart. And there's a lot of clearings on that bundle. So it's one that we put together for people that possibly have poor health. So I would do the body start. And the main thing, the nice thing, has the magnetic twisted body clearing in there. So that's a very nice one to do. But to go into the body jump start, for some reason you have a situation, I think the body jump start would cover everything. But if not, we do have a special clearing, which is for physical problems, which work for your body. So that's a special clearing. But the body jump start would probably actually handle almost everything that you need. Plus, there's entry boxes in there to write in. So I'd recommend the body jump start for physical, you know, problems, conditions, etc.
Okay. So I searched for body on creationlightship.com just to see what would pop up, and certainly did pop up in the body jump start special. I'm looking at that. It has the magnetic and twisted body alignment you mentioned, section body, mind of the body, the blood and circulatory, and then the body system rejuvenation, which is actually clearing by itself also. So this is a good deal that they're all combined together. So that certainly would be powerful for somebody that's experiencing organs having this great inflammation. And it looks like it's a 3-month special, too. So that.
It is on for a long time because there's a lot of clearings. And it has scalp in there, too, and respiratory and circulatory. I mean, it covers the full gamut of what we could be dealing with here. So that's why they're clearing it for so long.
It even does your soul family clearing, which is terrific.
Oh, I see. I was just skimming the major topics, but I can see as you go down into the detail for each topic, it does talk about, like, for instance, the body system rejuvenation covers the 14 body systems, digestive, immune, skeletal, as you mentioned. So, oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad that we talked about that, and it's like something that I would like to participate in, too. Honestly, every time I hear a question or see something on the chat, I learn so much, and I'm glad that we have that opportunity to hear what else people are experiencing and, you know, what their questions are, too. So thanks, Ron, for that. Anne?
I'm here, and it is time. We're at 20 of the hour, Ron. And thank you so much, of course, Cindy. Thanks for all your questions. Maybe we'll have a little more time to talk to Cindy after we go to the lightship. I'm not sure how long we'll end up staying on the lightship. If you have not experienced this before, it's fabulous. And everyone listening should choose one issue, one physical issue that's going on for them and request a healing for tonight. Ron will take us to the lightship. Ron's going to choose the rooms tonight. We did have one request, Ron. I'll tell you now because I don't want to talk during our visit to the light room. Well, we have a couple. I'll tell you the green hot tub room, the rabbit room, and the spirit room. If you remember those, Ron, those are our requests. But we can't take any more requests tonight. And so we'll go on the lightship. And thank you, Ron and Cindy. But please stay on the line, Cindy, and we'll go to the lightship. We'll see how long we end up staying tonight. And enjoy that, everyone listening. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So I'm going to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you must be listening live on this program tonight to go to the lightship. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there. You're bilocated. And you might feel the energy around you changing a little bit, which means that you're not connected or corded to anything here on this planet because you're strictly in source energy right now. You're out of complete time. And we had the one request going into the green hot tub room. So here we go, green energy. And the hot tubs may make you a little bit warmer, possibly. If you need that, request that. And this is for detox. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then also we had the room with the little rabbit. So here we go. There's normally three rabbits. They may feel their paws on you as they're doing some healing work on you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And just request maybe every 15 seconds of what you'd like to have healed. You're also probably in other rooms, too, that I'm not talking about, but obviously the ones that we know about more consciously here as far as different types of beings. We'll go into, we had a request for your spirit room. So this one here is quite nice. So here we go. This is where you were created, and you're going to see a room with your spirit in it. Remember, when you go to the light ship, because people's spirits are not whole and complete here, they have to recreate you to bring your whole spirit into your body on the light ship in order to have a healing. So that's the way it works. Down here, you have what you have, but up there, it's everything. So now you're going to have a glimpse of what you look like. So here we go, going into your own particular spirit room. And the door's opening up, and you're walking forward and seeing the bright light. And this is kind of what I say, love comes walking in. I'll count to five as your spirit walks into you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And it's quite a nice experience here. We have people who like the orange energies and also the floating magnet. So we'll go into those two rooms. The orange one has a disc that you stand on. There's one above you, one below you, and it radiates orange energy. And also other colors if we go into the other colored ones, but this is orange. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And floating magnets. This is very good for maybe pain release. So here we go. This is what we did today on our four-hour call. We'll be doing it tomorrow, too, I'm sure, on the eight-hour call. So here we go. Floating magnets. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. We'll pick a couple of other rooms here before we come back. So we're going to go into the room that has pain release. So if you have any pain in your body, some people like to put their hand in that location. I also have people that, because you're out of time, you might not remember too much of what's happening to you. So they take like a little piece of paper and pin it to their shirt or blouse or something, seeing what they want to have worked with. And that happens too. But here we go. Any pain in your body, see if we can get that alleviated for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one final room, two rooms. We go to the dragonfly room. Here they come. And they'll do some healing work with you. One, two, three, four, five, and the bumblebee room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into one final room, the last one. This is where they can scan for cancer cells if you have that situation happening, and we'll see if they can do something for you on that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're still in all of these rooms previously. And here comes some peace energy for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to be coming back to the light ship now. We're going to be back into this reality here, we'll say. And bring in your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you right now. And normally when I count to two, you start to feel the energy shift in your body. So here we go. And I'll count to five to bring you back all the way. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so I guess back to you, Cindy. We got a few minutes here for a couple questions.
Okay.
Hello, Cindy.
Cindy, are you still there? Maybe Cindy, you should...
Here I am. Sorry.
Okay, good. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I saw you out there in that dinghy.
I'm going to be posting the COS event and the reminders for the new Earth transport and PLS timeline. So I'm going to be doing that probably more towards the end of the show for everyone, if you want to stick around and look for that, because we know that tomorrow is part of our February monthly call.
Uh-oh, we've got a birthday party.
Oh, we're
going up to get our birthday. So here we go, getting our cake and ice cream or whatever. We're in the food court. Here we go. It's going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll enjoy our dessert. Life Beans going to be singing happy birthday for everyone. And you can have seconds and thirds, so you're picking what you'd like to have and having this wonderful experience. So we'll come back down. So here we go. You might feel your saliva changing. I mean, back down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, back to you, Cindy. Happy birthday.
Good. Yes, happy birthday, all February birthers. hey, I see on the fast chat there's a question or a request to release fat entities in swollen parts of the body. I guess I'm not convinced they're fat entities, but... is there some way to release swelling?
Let's look at that. So remember, when you have a physical condition, whatever condition you're dealing with, you are drawing entities to you who have almost always died of that situation, and or they could be people still living today, and those entities hop into you because you have more life force energy. So I'll just give a quick scenario here. Let's just say that you hurt your knee and you want to go get it x-rayed, okay? So you go to the doctor's office, and probably in that situation or the hospital, we'll just use hospital, which is better. So you go in there and you're kind of limping. Well, that hospital's probably had a couple thousand people if it's an old hospital with maybe knee conditions. So you're probably getting more of a problem by having it x-rayed. Although you need to do that if you want to, okay, I'm not saying not to have an x-ray, but they'll come into you because you're there with full of energy and they need energy to live off. So all of a sudden you now may have more pain than you had before you came into that hospital. And you could have all kinds of attachments done to you. Maybe there's some floating legs around in the hospital. Maybe they get some energy.
Oh.
And they hook onto you. So now you got about 20 legs of people who had amputations hooked onto you. Entities, and so you want to do entity clearings all the time if you get hurt. That will draw to you energies, and that's what the dark side does. They're planned for killing humanity here. Whatever they have done and figured out, I don't know if they can do anything even better than what they've already done. But, they really can interfere with everybody. So entities can come into your body and change your speech patterns, make you get angry, cause you more pain, more suffering from what you have experienced just from having a situation. So, yeah, entities are very bad. As far as bad entities, yeah, you could go into a weight, one of those, say, a seminar, where they talk about losing weight, and maybe you are overweight, but all the people in there might be heavier than you, and they're full of entities, too, because they have the ones that probably died of strokes and things inside of them. You can go into one of those meetings and all of a sudden say, gee, my heart's kind of hurting. What's going on here, Well, maybe you have more life force and they want to live off your life force energy. Remember, they live off your life force, those entities. And these are emotional bodies. So that's what you got to look at is what are you doing to yourself? Remember, curiosity killed the cat, but it had 9 lives. We only have 1 here. So you have to be very careful and, keep your body temple sacred. Clean it out, get rid of the energies that are connected to it, attaching to it, and most of the stuff nobody knows about. You don't know about it until you start seeing situations like that one program that I took out knives out of people's backs, energetic knives, and they felt better. Who would think about that? Well, it's there. It's real. So I guess one more question there, Cindy.
Well, are you able to do a clearing for us regarding the swelling?
Swelling, okay, here we go.
So
let's work at entities. So here we go. Entities being released from your problem area where maybe something happened, so releasing them right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That should help you out a lot. If you have swelling, then naturally you're on the timeline of some kind of body situation going on, and you can be on 1,000 timelines, and each one of those has the same condition as copy and pasted on what you have right now physically here. So do some timeline crashes, lots of them. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, that's a great idea, and I see on the chat, as I mentioned, that the lifetime energy clearing helped with some weight loss. So that was after doing the lifetime energy clearing. So thanks, Janice, for sharing that. Wow. Well, I did want to ask about the monthly call tomorrow and just a summary for those people that they haven't participated. What would they expect to experience tomorrow?
Okay, yeah, in 8-hour calls, we take out alien life forms that are living inside of you, stealing your energy and causing you physical problems and conditions. So for some people, it might sound kind of strange, but just go back before they created the microscope. So if somebody said, gee, you know, I think you have this thing wiggling around in your bloodstream and it's causing you a virus or harming you, and they'd go, oh, yeah, uh-huh. Now they can see it under a microscope. They go, wow, yeah, that's what it was, you know. But you don't see all these things. There are people who can see octopus energies in people and black widow energies. Once you see them, you kind of want to, you know, run, don't walk, you know, get away from that person. Because once they touch you, then those things body hop. So that's why most people who do clearings do not want to shake hands or hug people, because the people that they're dealing with are pretty slimed up with all this stuff, these alien life forms. And you all know what that's like, because you can go into a room or see somebody that you don't really want to get close to. And why is that? It's because they have these things crawling inside of them. So anyway, okay, that's what happened. So I'll do a release of the black widow energy that's inside of people. This we'll be doing tomorrow. There's many energies that can cause us harm. So black widows. Here we go. I'll get rid of 10 of them that's inside of your body that you know nothing about. So first one released, out, second, out, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, nine, and 10. There. Get rid of the poisons that they have given you. And you might be feeling your body changing now a little bit. Might be getting hot or goosebumps or something. Tingles. Here we go. Poison being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and their deceased brothers and sisters, the dead carcasses. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, I guess our show is kind of coming to a close here. So thank you, Ann, and thank you, Cindy, for coming on tonight. So I'll just say and sign off. So blessings, everybody. Hope you're all going to be on the call tomorrow. Do feel better to regain your health and to get your energy back. So blessings. See you later. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all. Thank you.
Good night. Thanks.